to die. I don't mean the sort of remote preparation that people take when suddenly they're diagnosed with a terminal illness, but quite literally as they were preparing to breathe their last. And in both cases, the individuals were quite aware of their surroundings and of the people that had gathered to comfort them and of our presence. And because of that, became acutely aware of the tremendous love that was being showered over them by those who were closest to them. And the words of the Holy Church were being uttered by the priest, and it seemed like something out of a movie, all perfect, all ready. And in fact, it was perfect, because it was the perfect opportunity for the very body of Christ to gather, to be the very presence of Christ as a soul was departing this world as we know it, and so coming into the fullness of the promise of the kingdom of God. That is, in fact, what we have come here to celebrate this night. It's interesting that we tend to celebrate these things sort of in the dark. There's something about the security that being in a place where there is low light, where there is melodious song, where there are prayers of great profundity being uttered. Something about the comfort that that brings. But even sitting and listening to the music this evening, I am reminded even of the passing of members of my own family. They were ticking off in my mind as we were hearing the beautiful phrases of the PAAC. The words themselves are beautiful. Sweetest Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Not uttered in the way that sometimes I do, I must confess, when something is terribly frustrating. Oh, sweet Jesus. No, no. The kind of address where we are calling out to someone who we understand knows our life in every way possible. That is the beauty of our faith, that we profess that the very presence of God became flesh and blood like you and like me. Not like some Superman come from an outer world, but rather born of a virgin, born of the same flesh as you and I share, and who shared every element of our life, including death. That's the mystery. That's the mystery. That God died. Not that God is dead, I'm not saying that. Do not mistake me. But rather that even God, the creator of the world, the creator of the universe we know, the vast expanse of interstellar space, as one of our prayers says, experienced our life in every way, including death. And as such, he has led the way. Jesus, who suffered death for us on the cross, shows us also that it is only God who has power over this reality in our lives. And that, in fact, the resurrection is itself a promise of a great foretaste of what we too will share. The prophet Isaiah, the apostle John, and the scripture lessons given to us today recall that for us. Some say John was, in all of his visions in the book of Revelation, might have been in touch with some of the eve of the Feast of All Souls, to remember those